Well, what is the risk that your home or the industry you work in will experience blackouts this summer? The Australian Energy Market Operator has released its annual assessment and says supply and demand will be tight in several states for the 2019-20 summer. It says it highlights the need for short and longer term investment in dispatchable resources and transmission. Audrey Zibelman is the head of the Energy Market Operator.
The fact is that we can't plan these outages. They happen. So we're saying we need the types of resources to withstand those types of events. We as a system operator don't want to be reactive. We're saying in the summer is not the time to get the reserves and the resources. Let's have them in the system because that's the cheapest way that we can meet the energy needs of consumers and the safest way as well.
But are today's headlines about millions of households being at risk of blackouts this summer correct? Investigative reporter Stephen Long from the ABC's business unit has been reading this new report and writing about it today. He joined me earlier. Stephen, what does the report say is the risk that energy supplies won't meet demand this summer?
I think essentially the report really says that the risk is low, despite all the hype we've had about it, Linda. So in every state other than Victoria, it says that the current reliability standard will be met over summer and for the next 10 years. And the current reliability standard says the risk of losing power must be less than 0.002% over a 10-year period. So that's pretty small. In Victoria, there's a slightly higher risk, but even there, the risk is very, very low, other than if we get a series of very unfortunate events where you got extremely hot weather and two coal-fired power stations that are currently offline don't come back online over the summer and you couldn't get supply from other states. Then they say you could have hundreds of thousands of homes lose power or the equivalent thereof, and the devil's in the detail. Equivalent to doesn't mean you're going to have hundreds of thousands or millions lose power.
But we have seen one-off events, unforeseen circumstances that have pushed parts of the grid beyond its limits in recent years. And AEMO says it observes there's greater risks of load shedding during hot days. While the Federal Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, made this point about Victoria's power situation.
You cannot shut a power station as big and as important as Hazelwood, an attempt to completely replace it with solar cells on people's roofs. Now, there's nothing wrong with solar cells on people's roofs, but you have to have balance in the system. And the Victorian government's determination to get rid of its coal-fired power stations prematurely is having an impact on Victorians and will continue to.
So, Stephen, how do we pull all this together? Because it does feel like everyone is saying it is getting worse, even if millions of households losing power isn't likely.
Well, the first observation I'd make is that Victoria, the Victorian government, hasn't shut down the coal-fired power stations. The commercial operator of that particular coal-fired power station shut it down because it was no longer viable. Certainly, it's a difficult transition, but the reality is that we're not going to get new coal-fired power. We're going to have other means of generating electricity. AEMO itself put out a report last year on the most cost-effective ways of replacing the ageing coal-fired generators that are going to retire. And it ranked them as solar, wind, renewable energy storage, and some gas plants to meet peak demand, plus new transmission lines. There was no mention of coal.
AEMO does say, though, that all the resources at our fingertips have to be brought to bear on this problem. That's their words, all the resources.
AEMO, it gets judged, the energy market operator, it gets judged on supply reliability. That's its brief. And naturally, it's very conservative about that and wants more supply. And it's frustrated by the lack of policy certainty that we've had, which has deterred new investment. But simultaneously with what it's saying, there are other things going on, such as demand response initiatives, where big companies are volunteering to cut their use during periods of peak demand, maybe shut down a production line and get paid for it. And there's lots of these demand response initiatives which use basic economics, price incentives, to reduce demand. And how we're going to get through this is actually a combination of some new supply and quite a bit of cuts to actual demand in peak periods through these kinds of initiatives.
Investigative reporter Stephen Long from the ABC's Business Unit.